From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 15th, 2020. This week, that sound of Tom's Creek, a new river tributary in Montgomery County, Virginia, opens an episode about Virginia's current assessment of water quality in streams, rivers, lakes, and estuaries. Water quality refers to what people often call the health of water bodies. Scientifically, it involves chemical, physical, and biological characteristics, each measured in various standardized ways. Legally, under the Federal Clean Water Act and state laws implementing that act, water quality assessments consider whether water bodies support specified designated uses by humans or by other organisms. Virginia's water quality standards identify 6 designated uses. For an introduction to designated uses, have a listen for about 30 seconds to several mystery sounds, representing 5 of Virginia's 6 uses. Virginia's designated uses and the sounds you heard representing each are aquatic life use, represented by a green frog sound, fish consumption by a fishing line sound, human recreation by a paddling sound, public water supply by a running faucet sound, wildlife use by ducks quacking sounds, and shell fishing, the one use for which there was no sound. The Clean Water Act requires states to have a water quality monitoring program and to publish an assessment report every 2 years. One of the report's main purposes is to identify what water bodies do not support their particular designated uses, based on chemical, physical, and biological measurements over time. Those water bodies are categorized as impaired for one or more uses. For example, the Tom's Creek section you heard earlier has been categorized as impaired for the aquatic life use because of seasonally high temperatures, and for the human recreation use because of high bacterial levels. When a water body is determined to be impaired, typically the water body then undergoes a lengthy cleanup and restoration process known as a total maximum daily load, or TMDL. On June 8, 2020, the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, published its draft 2020 water quality assessment, covering data from 2013 to 2018. The Water Quality Assessment Integrated Report will undergo a public comment period until July 9th, with a webinar about the report scheduled for June 24th. Information about the report and the public comment opportunity is available from the DEQ online at www.deq.virginia.gov. Click first on Programs and then on Water Quality Assessments. Or phone the DEQ's main office at 804-698-4000. We close with some music for our varied connections to the rivers, lakes, and estuaries covered in Virginia's Water Quality Assessment. Here's about 15 seconds of Water's Edge, by the Rockingham County, Virginia-based group, the Steel Wheels. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.